Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Shelp.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. We are theater geeks.
Hello, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. We want to talk about promotion. Promotion of your show, promotion of to your various publics. And one of the questions that kind of came up with is that really the type of promotion you do is going to vary widely, I would assume, depending on the kind of show that you're promoting, because different shows have different audiences, don't they?
Yeah, and I think it also varies on your budget as well.
Mm-hmm.
How much budget do you have for promoting your show?
Right.
Well, yeah, and I think the first thing that you need to do is in your area, look at how much stuff is available that's free.
Sure.
Right.
And make sure that you take advantage of that first and foremost.
Right.
Well, you were just saying you know of like a free digital sign, right?
A free digital sign that's downtown. And then there's always the newspapers. They're free if
right.
you can get them to
in their bulletin board sections and things like that. Their calendars, their, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the bulletin board is that's group meetings and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But you're talking about the entertainment calendar.
Entertainment calendar they have. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. And a lot of times anymore, you have to make sure your information is correct, and then after you send it or wherever, follow up on it. Don't just let it lay there lie there.
One of the things that you find too is that a lot of the newspapers, and that's happened in our area with the two kind of what we would consider the major event calendar types of things, is that they become automated in they're online. It's a form you fill out, et cetera. I mean, we send out press releases, and our press releases, because we have a good relationship with the newspapers, they do use our news, but that doesn't automatically put you into these calendars. And a lot of people do look at those calendars kind of at the last minute to mm-hmm. figure out what they're going to do this weekend.
Right. Yeah,
And I think that one of the things that we're experiencing, and this hasn't got to do with promotion, but it may affect your promotion, is that we're kind of seeing a little bit of an uptick, not necessarily enough to call it a trend yet, maybe, but an uptick in people who are buying tickets at the last minute, like in the last two or three days.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't sure where you were going with that, but
what is an uptick?
An uptick. It's a step
slight
up.
Increase.
It's a slight increase.
Yep.
Have you ever heard uptick, Marcia?
No.
I guess that's something they say on the stock market reports a little bit, but it's not what it's.
Well, if that's where it is, I sure wouldn't.
Well, you are absolutely. Well, then right. Well.
But I agree with you, Dave. That it's, and it gets me a little nervous, and probably would get anybody a little bit nervous who is working with the box office and hoping that you have sold out houses. Is that so many people nowadays are waiting till the last minute to buy their tickets, and a lot of them are walking in at the box office hoping that they'll get tickets.
Well, we experienced that with our improv festival, because it appealed to a younger audience, and I think maybe that's its demographics. Well, that's part of the reason, part of that trend too.
And even our last show that we just closed, other than the fact that we did mid show start a different promotion, which was we started working with radio.
Right.
A little bit heavier, but we found that we were actually almost sold out for every performance, to the point where walk-ins were kind of getting disappointed because they were sitting in the back of the auditorium, and they had waited to make their reservations, and they're sitting in the back.
Well, see, there, my theory is that the disappointed walk-in is the first foremost buy your ticket early.
Right.
The next show.
And that's usually what I do. I stare them in the face and say that.
Yeah.
But that does mean that people I think they wait longer, and then they're waiting to see what comes out in the newspaper, what they hear on the radio, what sounds interesting for the weekend before they purchase their tickets.
That's right.
And so the more cross promoting you can do, sometimes the better,
And they can wait. They can wait till the last minute. But the point is, you have to let them know what's there.
Right.
And so wait for.
Sure.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I think that the key is don't give up on part of your promotion because people wait to the last minute. Sometimes it works on them for a week, maybe.
Yeah.
But I do think.
Well, and around here, people are, I really want to see that now. Well, let me see. When is that? And if they've thrown their newspaper out or something, they don't know when it is. You have to kind of keep it forward in mm-hmm. their minds.
Right. Well, and I think what Marcia was saying about free promotions is it's a great place for all yeah. theaters to start, really.
Sure.
You know, you were talking about a digital sign, which is in yeah. the in our main plaza in Elkhart, but there are a lot of organizations, or I should say corporations, around the area who have signs out in front of their buildings, and they may be friends of your theater. If you see a sign, folks, don't be afraid to walk up to the building and say, would you be willing to put mm-hmm. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, October 21st through the November 10th or whatever yeah. on your sign? And most of yeah. them, well, some will say no, you know, and we do have to be willing to hear no. I mean, we hear it a lot in community theater. Yes. Most yeah. people hear it a lot anymore, but you may be, you know, surprised that somebody says, yeah. And why not? Let's just do it all year long.
Right.
And then suddenly they'll become, and if it's in a good road and a good, and most of those people don't have those signs out in front of their businesses unless they use them yeah, and it's on a fairly well-traveled location.
Right.
And you know, why not ask? Yeah. It doesn't hurt. You know, yeah. we used to use a car wash on South Main Street in Elkhart, you know, and they let us use their billboard mostly for our summer productions. But, you know, I think we did a couple of wintertime shows that we were allowed to use their board for as well.
Yeah.
So
well, years ago, yeah, there was a dry cleaners that had a sign yeah, on, right. And they would put things up. They're out of business now. So
any place that you can get the name of your show and the dates when it's playing mm-hmm. in front of the public is a good, even if it's a subliminal reminder, you yeah, know, right. and they may not know where they've seen it or heard it, but they know it's there.
Yeah.
Right.
And the only way you can do that is by constant repetition. You know, let the signs blink on and off in their heads.
And don't ignore signage on your own theater or on your own building right. if you're able to do that. And that's, you know, something that we've sort of improved with our organization is that there's a little more identification out there as to what show is coming up. And so, yeah. and I think it's actually gotten some attention. So we're working on that. But the other thing too is if you want businesses to work with you on promotion, you know, can you do something for them? What can you do for them? Can there be some kind of a mutual benefit involved there? One of the things that we're experimenting with right now is we're having a bunch of these paper coasters made up for some of the restaurants that use them that promote our next show. So we're going to kind of see how that works. Yeah. And it's something that the restaurants have to use anyway. So they're happy to have some free ones and they'll put them out and we give them enough to last them for a couple of weeks and that's it.
And that may not be the kind of, not every show you might want to promote that way.
No,
it depends, you know, the show that we're currently promoting is more mm-hmm. of an adult show that might appeal to people who are sitting in a bar drinking a beer.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, that's the reason why. I don't think we should never give up either on something that's almost free, which is the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure that you're getting people's email addresses. It doesn't hurt to be getting corporate email addresses as well. Get them on a mailing list and do something like an e-blast. Now, we don't necessarily always have the greatest luck in getting those open. You know, sometimes between a 15 and a 30% open rate, which isn't all that great, but if you're hitting 1,000 to 2,000 people with your e-blasts and you get 15 right. to 30% of them being
well,
open.
Well, I think we get around a 25% open rate here, which is pretty good from other averages that I've seen. It's not bad. I mean, if you send out direct mail, something in an envelope, you get about a 3%.
How do you know
3% is good?
Somebody just takes it.
Well, it depends.
It
I mean,
away.
If you get response rates are like 3% on direct mail, so you don't.
Well,
it might get read and thrown away, but a lot of stuff just gets thrown away. So mail is you know, still good. It depends, but you better be sure your list is strong. It's the same way with emails,
mm-hmm.
and. One of the things about the e-blasts that we've discovered, that I've discovered with some other things too, is that subject line better be compelling. That's the thing that shows up. That's the thing that tells the reader what's in that e-blast.
Right.
If that e-blast is, you know, another, get your tickets while they last kind of, you know, same old headline, then you're less likely to get an open rate. But if you can come up with something interesting, unique, even off the wall, compelling, that it you're going to get a better open rate. That mm-hmm. subject line is incredibly important. It's like the headline of an ad, and you think that, okay, but once they open it, they'll see my headline. No, it's got to be in that subject line. That's your new headline on eBlasts anymore. That has to be strong. We have differing opinions around the table about the e-blasts.
Yeah.
So, Marcia doesn't care for them too much.
It's not that I don't care for them. It's just that, they get repetitious and now I see them all the time and I think, oh, well, God, it's just another one. And I click it off.
Well, I think that if the headlines on those were telling you very obviously that this is not the same as the one you just saw, you might have a better chance of opening it.
Yes, I probably would. Right. I probably would.
How do you guys feel about posters?
Well, I don't think an 8x10 or whatever does much good.
Sometimes that's what you can get placed, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right, David.
And,
so maybe
but now some
maybe
businesses don't want you to put them up.
Some of the businesses that are like drugstores and stuff, I think like it's at the CVS where I go, they can put them in this little outer lobby place, mm-hmm. but not inside.
Right.
So I don't know. There again, I think the only thing that it's good for is to have the name of your show in huge letters and where it is and when it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then a phone number for tickets.
Now we've
you can't put a lot of information on those. It's just the basic thing that you have to get all the time.
So it needs to be kind of visually. It needs to grab you.
And direct
people to your website or to your phone number.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
And I think that it's like anything else. You go to CVS Pharmacy. Everybody goes to CVS. That's true. But then you have probably a better concentration of people who are really interested in the arts at other kinds of venues, perhaps. That's kind of my thought.
Well,
although
true,
you say you want to hit everybody, but you don't necessarily, if you can do it for free, okay. But if you're paying for it, then make sure that you're focused, I think. And that's important. Know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but I don't know. I think I'd rather blanket the whole area rather than do select things because these are the people who go to the theater. You never know who's going to go
that's true.
To the theater.
You're right. You know? You're right. And I think that, you branch out where you can, but if I'm buying radio, I'm going to buy where people are going to be.
Right.
That's exactly
so
right.
If your budget is limited, make sure that you're not throwing your money away.
You put it where it's going to do
make sure
the
you
most
know where
good.
It's going to do you good.
That's true.
Another thing that some people are doing, and I won't say who, but they are, I think it's a gimmick, but I think it's a great idea, is to have a place on your website where people can write very short one or two lines about if they've seen the show, what do they think about it?
Uh-huh.
And put their, because word of mouth is one of our best tools, I think.
Sure.
And if you can get people to respond positively, then, they liked it and they're not, into that kind of thing. So if they liked it, maybe I'll like it.
Right.
And they go for that.
Yeah. And that's a more public way of doing it. And we have a pretty strong presence in Facebook and social media, but you can, if you're not careful, even with Facebook, you're kind of talking to yourselves in a way.
Well, that's true. And, too.
But on your website, if you do something like that, then it's a little more open and people, who come in that are thinking about buying tickets or want more information, then may see that.
Well,
that's
and
a
another
good idea.
Thing, which another group does that I think is kind of interesting. They have a gentleman who kind of prowls around the lobby at intermission and after the show and takes
he's the lobby prowler
and he takes with his camera, his little phone camera, and he goes up to people and said, did you enjoy the show? And when they all go, yeah, well, would you mind if I just took your picture while you're saying that? And he does like 10 or 15 second videos of all these people saying how much they enjoyed whatever the show was, and they post them immediately on their website.
And if you get somebody who goes, really, the show sucked.
Then you don't have to take their picture.
You just don't post it. Yeah,
forget it. Well, really.
Yeah, no. Listen, I mean,
and people will watch that.
It's not live.
If they see somebody going around the lobby doing that, then they'll check back there later to see if their photo made it.
Yeah.
If their little video is up there.
And that's building community, which is good. I mean, especially since we're community theater, right?
I think that's a great idea.
It doesn't hurt to think outside the box on things like that.
No, it doesn't.
What about QR codes, those black and white squares?
Boy, oh boy, I don't know.
What are they? I see them all the time and I can't be bothered.
You have to, yeah. And that's kind of, I think there's a mixture of people with those. If you have, the reader on your phone. And if you like,
I have it, but what do you do with it?
Well, you just take the picture and then it usually will take you to a website or a special offer or something like that. And it's probably something we should do. We have used them in the past. We had them in our program last year and nobody did anything.
But you know what part of it is, I think the thing about QR code though, unless it's in a really walk by site, you know, where it's like in a downtown area where people are walking by it all the time and you have like a big thing that says, see what our new offers are or whatever, where people can click on it. I think it's just it's something that has to be promoted as much as it is a promotion. So for us, I don't think that was something that we didn't do very well last year when we had it in our program. We should have stood on the stage and said, although Marsha loves my opening announcements.
Yes.
Oh, dear. It's a preamble, and it should start at
Now, hold on.
Minutes,
they're getting shorter.
But before the curtain.
But we should have encouraged people to find the QR code in their program and to click on it and see what it might get them, you know?
Right.
It could even get them, I never even thought about this, it could get them something even if they did it during Act One. Maybe it gives, it produces a coupon that they can go to the concession stand and show it on their phone, you know, and even if they clicked on it right in Act One.
Yeah.
And they go to and they can get a free package of M&Ms or something like that.
Yeah. You can leverage for some events, you can leverage some of the social media as well. Like one project that I've seen, it's called, what's it called? I've got to come up with, there's a service. There's a service out there that, if you give everyone the same hashtag for social media, and if they take Instagram photos, then what this service does is it creates a slideshow of all the photos that came through with that specific hashtag. Yeah. And then you can actually have that playing in your lobby or you can have it playing elsewhere, but you gather up all the photos of people who took photos having fun at your event.
Sure.
You know, so you, and then that's a way to gather that kind of information. I can't remember it's called Eventstagram is one of the services that's called.
There's going to be a gram for everything.
That's it.
Soon.
But all you have to do is you just have to tell people you come up with a unique hashtag, and for your Twitters and for your Instagram pictures, add that hashtag and we'll get it. And then it creates a slideshow essentially. So, which is kind of cool.
What other kind of promotions can you do? I mean, there's like television. If you've got a local television celebrity who does a show, we are really fortunate to have a local television show that loves the arts and lets us come on and talk about almost every show that we do.
Yes.
And even special events like concerts and like our Comedy Criminals events that we do, we are allowed to go on and talk, which is nice.
That's good.
And it's free again, you know, it's something that's free and a great way to get the word out to at least that viewing public.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I think if it's something interesting, any TV station that has a local segment would be happy to promote whatever you've got, because then it shows that they're involved with their community too and not just with the local drive-by shooting.
Yeah.
That's it.
And don't be afraid to cross promote with other not-for-profit organizations, which is something we could talk about probably in its own.
That's right.
But you know, because
we have a rather large project that our theater is doing that we could talk about maybe after it's sort of
maybe
come to fruition.
It
would be a good idea.
Yeah. Working with other not-for-profits, working with their mailing lists, with the way that they promote. And doing a joint venture can be a nice way to promote your organization along with theirs.
That's right.
It never hurts with grant writing and other stuff too.
That's true.
When you've been working with another group.
That's true. So you got television, radio, direct mail.
And there's a lot of other ways. We'd be interested in knowing what some of your ways might be at your theater.
Yeah,
what are you doing that's different maybe that we might be able to steal from you? I'm never adverse to stealing from anybody.
Me either.
That t-shirt marketing program that you've been dying to tell us all about.
We use t-shirts though.
We do use t-shirts.
If you can get the t-shirts out in time, I'll tell you, I've been stopped before. Somebody looking at the back of my shirt going, what is that? And it's like, well, it's a show. It's a, you know, and I talk about the show and invite them to come. And you know what? Some of your best promotion can come from your volunteers and your performers.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them to get out there and open their mouths and talk about the show. Talk about it at church. Talk about it at school. Talk about it at work. Talk about it to everybody they see.
Right.
Call their parents. Call their aunts. Call their uncles. Call their grandparents. Call their, you know, their friend from 2 years ago.
Telemarketing. It'll do it.
It does not hurt, but it doesn't hurt.
That's right.
I mean,
that's a dirty word, telemarketing.
We've sold, our youth theater shows seem to sell really well because the kids aren't afraid to go out and say, I want you to come see the show.
For every one young company member, you get parents and grandparents
and aunts and uncles and friends.
You got six people automatically
but if they're all alive.
Okay. But I'm 51 years old.
Uh-huh.
And
your grandma comes to the shows?
No, she's passed away now, but my mom, my aunt, my uncle, my sister, you know, all those people still come to see me. They all tell their friends that they should come see the show. Sure. Their friends then come see the show and maybe they pass that word along. So it, you know, even
no, I mean, I think we can all of us, if we're in a show, we can probably count points of four or five people. That we can count on, and then
hopefully we can count on them to tell other people. And maybe the thing to do though is to get them to start coming on opening weekends. You know, get those people that we know to come on opening weekend.
That's right. That's good.
That's all. You know.
Well, that's
how do we promote opening weekend? That was what
we did. We did another show. Yeah. Mr. Mabbitt in Indianapolis. We should have him back.
But tell us your ideas. I want new ideas.
New ideas. That'll be great.
New ideas.
So share them with us. We'll put them on the website.
They'll be old ideas.
There you go. All right. Well, that's all from us. I want to wrap it up here. First of all, we just tell you to come to our store, at theatergeeks.com/store, where you can buy the hats, cups, mugs, and everything. And I'll go ahead and say underwear. It is there.
I love my mug.
The mug.
Me too.
Hey, we got some cool, little tile coasters, and there's all kinds of fun stuff there.
Very good.
And to-go mugs, to-go cups, and all that kind of stuff as well. So stop by there. We are also on iTunes, on the Blueberry Network, Stitcher, On Demand Radio, TuneIn Radio, and everywhere else. The great podcasts are made and sold and packaged.
Great podcasts.
Hey, and by the way, speaking of great podcasts, we're still in the top 20 podcasts on theater, in the internet, according to Broadway World. That's right.
I just hurt my arm.
Uh-oh.
I was patting myself on my arm.
Oh, okay. There we go. Oh. Okay. All right, that's it from us. I'm Dave DeFore.
I'm John Schaub.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the DuFour Creative Network.